And now it's time for our Bloomberg Law Report. Let's get to the legal stories we're watching this morning with Adrian Mitchell in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington newsroom.
Senate Republicans want to remove the fate of the Dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children, from the list of potential hurdles in year-end spending talks. It would be considered as separate legislation. Several of the biggest U.S. companies, including Apple and Procter & Gamble, would no longer be able to escape taxes on the trillions in overseas profits they've accumulated under a tax bill released by House Republicans. And to develop new regulations, the FAA is looking for cities, states, and companies that want to test drones.
Bloomberg Law. Everything you need, all on one legal research platform, including guidance, analysis, and Bloomberg Market Intelligence. Find out more at BloombergLaw.com.
Now, in other legal news, let's take a look at a multi-year investigation by dozens of state attorneys general, which has revealed a global price-fixing conspiracy in the generic drug industry, reaching all the way to the president of Mylan. For more on this story, Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Michael Best speak with Jennifer Ree, a senior litigation analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence.
Jen, let's talk about some of the evidence, because it doesn't seem like there was a serious attempt to conceal the drug maker's activities.
You know, that's right. And on the outside, we're a little bit, it's difficult to understand what all this evidence is, because it is a very long complaint. There's clearly a lot of evidence, but it's all redacted, because this comes out of the company's emails. It comes out of the, you know, transcripts of chat rooms and of iTexts. And the problem is that, you know, we don't really know what it says, but the attorney general has said over and over again, even starting a year ago, that what they believe they've seen overwhelming evidence of a vast conspiracy, an overarching conspiracy, as well as specific conspiracies among certain companies that had certain drugs.
Jen, why would they feel the need to go individually after the executives of the companies rather than just suing the companies themselves?
You know, I think It's a good question, because they don't necessarily have to do that. What they said here was that they believe this is a massive conspiracy. They believe that it is fairly blatant, and they want to hold people responsible. So some of this could be just purely on principle, holding these executives responsible, but it also could be to put pressure on others, perhaps, to come in, you know, and agree to cooperate.
Well, Jen, you got 45 states here. What kind of relief is it that they're going to want to see across all these companies?
Well, what they're seeking here is disgorgement of ill-gotten gains. So they're looking at what these companies, how they profited given the artificially increased prices. And they're looking, you know, they're going to be protecting consumers in their own state, as well as trying to get reimbursement for state governmental agencies where those agencies might have overpaid for drugs. Remember that this is just one piece, though, of sort of a triple threat against these companies, because they're also facing private class actions, as well as a Department of Justice investigation. So they may be fined as well as penalized if they end up with a judgment in the private actions, or settle the private actions.
That's Jennifer Ree, a senior litigation analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence, speaking with Bloomberg's June Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio, and find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com for more information.